banjo. Jim Cale.
Jim, introduce your group every time.
Okay, we are the Kentucky Gents. This is Mr. Carl Highball from down in town. He has a gun shop in the town. Mr. Elton Ritchko, he has an obligation with the U.S. Army. He's out of Fort Knox. And this is Mr. Glenn Watson from down at Lexington, Kentucky.
Jim, does this night air being out in the open like this affect you in any way? Do you have to do more tuning of the instruments than you would inside, for example?
Yes, it does. It has a certain effect on the instruments because the wood in the instruments absorbs certain moisture, and we have to wait till they all get adjusted to the same. But it really doesn't affect it that much.
How much actual playing will you do in this pageant?
We play about 5 numbers. They're all old folk numbers. Go back years and years. And they think it's working out very well for the play.
Well, Jim, you all have a beautiful sound, and you're adding quite a bit to the pageant. Thank you very much for talking with me.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing I ever worried about really was parking. We had planned on parking a little closer to the theater on the hillside over here, but obviously because of the rain, and naturally we didn't want to get people stuck and tear up the ground, we're parking them on the side of the road. But I've done this enough now. I suppose I've done some 300 odd outdoor performances, and we've only canceled maybe 6 or 8 times. So when you think of the odds, your show is only 2 hours long in a 24-hour day, so if you're a gambler, you figure your odds are 1 in 12, it won't rain.
Charlie, I don't want to keep you too long here because the performance, the first one, is just now starting, but I know this has been a long time in the planning stage. It's been more than just a few months getting to this point. How do you feel getting to the point now of actually putting it before the people?
Well, I feel real great for the city of Elizabethtown. It's something they deserve. I believe that we started something tonight that maybe 20 or 30 years somebody's going to look back to and say, hey, I wonder who started that. And I hope I'm around to say, well, I kind of had a hand in it. But we had our first meeting in February of 73, and I remember slipping a note to Lottie Miller saying, hey, why don't we do a pageant? So we've come a long way from, hey, why don't we do a pageant, to first applause.
Well, Charles Logsdon, I'm very impressed with the scope of this thing. I don't think until the people get out here and see it for themselves, they can realize how much work has gone into it. And it's evident just the few minutes I've spent backstage that you put a whole lot of work into it. Congratulations and the best of luck for the 3 nights.
Thank you very much, Rod.
My father and 2 other men, John Helm and Andrew Lepine, they were making preparations to come. They were going to survey the land, they were going to build 3 forts, and they were going to establish a new settlement around those 3 forts.
Well, Margaret Patterson was the chairman, and without her encouragement, we just wouldn't have gotten a script together. Charles Logsdon, myself, David Lewis contributed to it, and then we each wrote sections of it, and then there was a problem putting it together. So Walt Hutt Sutton helped us with that, and then it was revised finally by Doug Wilkie, the director.
How was this researched? Where were some of the sources you went to get your information?
Actually, there was a research committee. I was not a member of that, that did a lot of the preliminary work. And then I think some of us did our own research, too, when we were assigned certain sections. For instance, I had Buchanan, and I went to the Brown QC House and researched that myself. The biggest problem in this type of script is to get some kind of continuity into it. You're dealing with 100 years and various isolated events during this time. So it was done with two ways. One was with 2 continuing characters, Samuel Haycraft Jr. and General Custer, who Mr. Haycraft tells the story to Custer, and they sort of set the stage for various scenes. And then it was done with my pet project, which was with the song, and I'm most pleased with that.
My home, sweet home. if our forefathers could see all their dreams reality, would they believe this was the USA? Way back then, could they see just how great you would be? Line and land, Uncle Sam, what would they say? In God you trust, and that is why in troubled times you survive. To him your heart is never too proud to unfold. He always comes to your rescue, 'cause he knows that you are true. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul. Uncle Sam, to us you're dear, after 200 years. You are strong, you are brave, and you are bold. From those seeds for great men sown into a giant, you have grown. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul. With gray whiskers on your chin, you're getting old, but amen. Your constitution is solid as gold, and you'll never give in. The biggest victory's yet to win. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul. Though it's been a long wait, in your heart you still have faith that all the world will hear the Liberty Bell toll. And when there's freedom everywhere, you'll throw your hat in the air. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul. Uncle Sam, to us you're dear, after 200 years. You are strong, you are brave, and you are bold. From those seeds for great men sown into a giant, you have grown. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul. This song is a tribute to all races, all creeds, men and women, young and old, who've made America the best place to live. Line and land, Uncle Sam, God bless your soul.